Gravy.
And Rachel.
In the morning.
So you still haven't had any weird pregnancy woman cravings yet?
I almost said
weird pregnancy woman fetishes.
You did? Now that you mention it, I do feel electrically charged these days. That aside, though, I have really craved pineapple and orange juice and Verner's. That's been it, though.
Like all at once?
I mean, I'll have at least those things one time a day,
okay.
Every day.
I don't know if you like
Aaron picks
them
me up new pineapple every week.
Well, Now, when you went to Times Square in New York, did you go to that Kellogg's restaurant or did you see it?
The cereal restaurant?
Yeah, did you see it?
No, I didn't. I was there over New Year's, though, and it was just sheer madness.
Well, I guess, you know, there you could pay $6 for a bowl of cereal.
What?
Yeah.
A whole box of cereal is $3.
I don't even think you get a prize.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I'm so glad I didn't go there.
Well, apparently this week and this week only, they're rolling out a bunch of Pop-Tart items, including nachos Pop-Tarts.
Nachos Pop-Tarts?
Yes. Pizza Pop-Tarts. Tacos and burrito Pop-Tarts. Tiramisu Pop-Tarts.
That actually sounds good.
And milkshake Pop-Tarts.
I'm a little intrigued. I'd like to try a nacho Pop-Tart.
It will cost you up to
$12. $12 for a Pop-Tart? I just got a strawberry one on the vending machine yesterday for $1 at work. No way!
Makes you wonder how long it's been in there.
In the vending machine?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't care. It was good.
All right. Oreo is releasing another new flavor.
What?
It is called Firework Oreos.
What's it taste like?
And they look like plain old regular Oreos, but with little red and blue exploding candies like Pop Rocks are mixed in with the cream. I'm not really sure if you like unscrew them and then they pop everywhere. That would be fun.
No, Pop Rocks only work when you get them like...
That's true.
Hot and wet.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I just 86 the chocolate cookie, though?
And finally, Taco Bell. You know, we were talking about this the other day. They have their naked chicken chalupa thing.
Yes, it's everywhere right now, too.
And you
it's
see
so
the commercials?
Gross.
Like, I just saw the commercial, I think, last night.
I have no desire to even try it.
And me neither, and I love fried chicken.
I just don't know. Chicken and tacos.
And the only thing I could think of is because them and KFC, I think, are owned by the same company.
Right.
And so
that's why they always have the duel. Don't you get excited when you see the duel, like KFC, Taco Bell? I'm like, yes, jackpot!
Do you order off both?
Aaron orders off the KFC menu.
I order off the Taco Bell menu.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if you like, I'll have a drumstick
right.
And two soft shell tacos. but apparently that's a thing with the fried chicken as a shell. And it's been on their menu since January 26th. And it's already a goner.
Is it really?
It's been a total failure.
They already got rid of it?
It's gone.
Good. It looks disgusting.
But they said they tested it for 2 years.
Well, dude, that was a waste of time.
I know, because...
That's time you'll never get back, Taco Bell.
The only thing I did think of when I would see the commercial with the fried chicken shell is I just kind of thought, oh, how did they do that? And that's it.
Really?
I didn't think, I'm hungry.
That looks gross. You know, the greatest thing Taco Bell ever came up with was the Dorito shell. That was awesome.
My favorite go-to at Taco Bell is definitely the Mexican pizza.
Yeah, but that's still on the menu.
I know.
Nacho cheese chalupas, no longer on the menu, but this rebel here orders it every time she goes there and asks them to make it.
There's a reason why Mexican pizza is still on the menu.
Because it's good.
Because it's amazing.
Calm down, birthday boy.
Listen to Gravy and Rachel weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 105.3 Hot FM.